Good morning. We continue with our study of Nahumi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chelmechel Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Today we find ourselves in Sefer Shmuel Bet. We are in Perek Yud Tes, and within the Perek, we spent a lot of time discussing some of the major issues that come up in the Perek. But at the beginning, David HaMelech begins by offering a lament of Shalom Bini, Bini, Bini. He says 8 different times in the Gemara in Sota on Daf Yud Amud Beis, says that he said it 8 different times to pull each time, to pull Avshalom out of one of the levels of Gehenim and then actually pull him out. Now, the question has to be raised because the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish, Tav Reish Chaf Aleph, points out that someone who's alive can be Mevakesh Rachamim, can go ahead and ask for mercy for someone who's dead to lighten his load. That's what the Gemara says over here. And if that's the case, if a son doesn't have children, then the father can say Kaddish for the son. And therefore, that's the way things go. Problem with that is that Tosus seems to point out that that shouldn't be the case. The reason why children have the ability to go ahead and say the Kaddish, they have the Zechus, is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Bro Mizaki Abba, that a son has the ability to bring merit to the father, but Abba Lo Mizaki Bra, right? And so therefore, it doesn't make sense. The father shouldn't have the ability, in this case, David HaMelech, should not have had the ability to be able to pull Avshalom out of Gehenim. So how does it make sense over here? So the Tosus answers over there that tefillah works. And in this case, David was the one who was davening for his son Avshalom. Now the Rashba in the Tshuva says, first of all, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's a problem over there. And also Moshe Rabbeinu davens. And he asks, Zechor l'avadech l'avram l'yitzchak l'yakov. And he says it doesn't make sense when Bnei Yisrael were in their trouble with the Chet HaEgel, they called upon Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So why would we assume that parents don't have a sechus to go ahead and save their children? And so therefore the Rashba in Etshuva, in Chelek Hei Simen Mentes, suggests that a child has the ability to save his father in Olam Haba, Bra Mizak Abba L'Olam Haba, Ve'ab Mizak Ela Ben Ba'Olam Hazeh. Now, however, if somebody does do an action of tzedakah or tefillah for somebody who's already died, whether or not the person has done so, because of a relationship, it does work. And the Rashba over there explains why. Chazal say, still notwithstanding, says the Shlach HaKadosh, that avos don't have the ability to save their children except from the Yisurim of Olam Hazeh. But for Yom HaDin, they don't have the ability to save Medina Shel Gehenim. Now, if that's the case, one needs to ask the question, if a son dies, does a father have a right to say Kaddish and to cost other Avelim from the Kaddish? So the Shavos Yaakov quotes his brother-in-law in El Yazuta that he suggests that the other Avelim do have a right because we say Ein Abba Mezake Bra. But Tosus says, what do you mean? Through tefillah, he can. In which case, he should have the opportunity to take over a Kaddish over other people, which means he should also be allowed to go to the Amid earlier as well. However, one can make a differentiation based on the story with David HaMelech. David was davening for his son. Kaddish, where we want to say that that there is a Kiddush Shem Shamayim that's being done from the son on behalf of the father. A father doesn't cause Kiddush Hashem by saying Kaddish for the son. So the Shvus Yaakov said, listen, Ein Abba Mezake Bra, it sounds like that it's only those who are determined to be involved in major Averos, in which case they don't have a Chelaka Le'olam Abba like Avshalom. But regular people who we don't assume are Rishayim, certainly the father does have an ability to save the son, and that bring merit for the son's soul. Rasha betovlo, Rasha ben tzadik, unschus avosa mesayasan. That's the language that he quotes. The Rokeach, on the other hand, points out that what helps for a dead person is that somebody who lives gives tzedakah in his merit, and Hashem looks through the chayim and the mesim if he would have given, if the dead person would have also given tzedakah, so then the fact that the living person goes ahead and does so works on his merit as well. David, the Sefer HaChassidim points out, says that when he requested mercy for Avshalom to save him from Gehenim, he said that was a mercy of David HaMelech's. And had he not sinned with Urachiti, then Avshalom would never have sinned. And so therefore, maybe what David was arguing is Avshalom only went through what he went through because of David, and David was requesting just on his behalf that he should be the source of Zechus and be able to save Avshalom in the process. But under other circumstances, maybe it wouldn't work the same way. In the end of the day, children should never lose parents, but more so that parents should lose children. They should be able to go ahead and bring a source of nechama to the parents and be a source of melitz yosher for the children as well. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day, and may we know no more tzar.